Hey everybody, 8 o'clock on Friday, Tech Brief Show is coming up. This week we got a special guest host along with me and Taylor. His name is Ryan Young. Why don't you turn your mic on and say hi to everybody, Ryan.
Hello everybody, this is Ryan. I'll cut you.
Those of you who might have listened last week, Ryan called in. He was the one who asked for me, but his phone died afterwards and he couldn't call back. Taylor, you want to say hi to everybody? Just grab a mic.
Hey everybody, me Taylor. Always here.
Alright, I know I've been saying it for the last two shows, but I've got it up. If you go to tb560.blogspot.com, then you can now download our old shows through iTunes, like a podcast. Just you have to import them because I don't have an iTunes account yet, and therefore can't put in the iTunes music store. So go ahead and subscribe to that, because I can see how many subscribers we can have. And right now, I'm the only one subscribed because it just launched. I'd be happy to have at least two. This week, we're going to go over how to run a virtual PC. And don't expect to get it all in the hour. It will be available online, hopefully quicker than the other ones, because it'll be mostly us talking, not much music. So if you don't get it the first time around, just download it later. And as always, WNBC is broadcasting under Part 15 of the FCC rules. If this signal is causing any unwanted interference outside the UMBC area, please contact WNBC immediately with your name and phone number at 410-455-3192. For music requests, please call 410-455-2656 off-campus, or those of you on campus, extension 52656. So while we get a laptop up so I can get some of the links, I'm just going to go ahead and stick DJtron back on, or if you have anything better, go ahead and feel the call in. Just give us 1 minute. Everybody, we just got another song to play this week, and once I figure out how the CD player here works, it should be quite easy, so just really hit play. So, alright everybody, that was Strawberry Techno, another one of those songs we just thought you'd enjoy. Like last week, you guys seemed to enjoy Weird Al Yankovic, we had to play it twice. Remember, those of you with music requests, 410-455-2656, or extension 52656.
That means you, Michon, if you're listening.
Yes. Alright, like I said, this week, virtual PC servers. For those of you who don't know, actually, we'll have our guest explain what a virtual PC is.
All right. For those of you lesser technology inclined, or simply those of you who are misinformed.
Like me.
A virtual PC is simply a computer inside of a computer. You can work with any operating system you wish, almost, while still at the base working with your user-friendly Windows. Basically what it does is it opens up a little window on your screen just like any other program would, and it runs the operating system right inside of there. So we'll be talking you through how to set that up tonight.
Yep. Alright, this is the time where you guys head to your computers while still listening. Well, most of you are probably listening online. So open up Firefox, I hope you guys installed, because I told you it was more anti-spyware. IE would be spyware friendly. Those of you who don't remember, that's getfirefox.com. We will be plugging Firefox randomly.
Get Firefox. Now, I'll cut you.
Alright. Those of you who want to download the virtual PC, again, this is free via Microsoft, so that usually means it's safe. Every once in a while, that doesn't mean it's safe.
Usually. But since it is Microsoft certified, and it is directly from them, so you really don't have much of a chance of getting something not Microsoft in there. So, in general, you can trust it.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead and type this out in your URLs bars. It's Microsoft.com/Windows/virtual PC, one word, that's VIRTUALPC /default.mspx.
For the rest of you that didn't catch all that, you can also just do a Google search for Microsoft Virtual PC, and it is one of the first links that comes up. Just look for something from Microsoft.com. Thank you.
Yes, because everything else is probably just going to install something you don't want on your PC. So when you get to that page, you're going to see right under the picture of the guy working on a computer, or that might be his leg, I don't know. A virtual PC is now free. Go ahead and click that link. You're going to get transferred to the next one, and you're going to see the system requirements, which you might want to check on your, make sure it'll run right, should run on most anything that people have nowadays. But below that, you're going to see to get Virtual PC 2004, download it via the Microsoft Download Center, so go ahead and click that. Those of you wondering, no, you will not have to validate your Windows copies through this, because you pirated it and you were very bad. Okay. Now, right there, you should see downloads. A little gray button, go ahead and download it to your PCs. Depending on your connection, it'll download faster than others. Those of you who are on dial-up, you can get DSL for cheaper than AOL, so please get off dial-up. Those of you with AOL for broadband, that's not good either.
Actually, in recent news, AOL is now free. If you have a AOL service and they are still charging you, for AOL for broadband, that is a bad thing. AOL has dropped all their monthly fees. The only thing you have to pay for is your dial-up connection to the internet, which is now down to $9.99 per month.
Alright, then it's not cheaper than DSL anymore.
But DSL is still better, because DSL is $14.99 and, you know, 8 times as fast. And you can still use AOL with it, because it's now free. Isn't that nice?
And the only thing you really need from AOL is if you want to keep your email, which you can do without keeping their service now.
Exactly. Or but anyway, back to Virtual PC.
Yes. So go ahead and download that, and who knows, those of you on really fast connections, it may be downloaded while we were ranting. Or not quite, but close. So, you're going to just go ahead, and I believe it downloads itself to a zip file. Unzip it. Those of you on Windows XP, it is built in. Those of you on any other system, just type into your URL bars, rarlabs.com, that's RARLABS.com, and download WinRAR, and that will do the unzipping for you. If you have any questions about using WinRAR, go ahead and call us. We're going to move along, assuming everybody's on Windows XP, because I was the last person I know to transfer from Windows 2000 to Windows XP.
After downloading and unzipping the install file, just simply double-click on the setup file and it should begin to install. Once it starts installing, you'll be guided through a variety of setup screens, each of which you simply choose the default information and click Next. Eventually, you won't get another screen. You'll get a nice pretty progress bar that will slide across your screen at an agonizingly slow rate. When it reaches the end, it will say Finish. Click Finish, you're done. Thanks.
All right. Now, as we said before, Virtual PC is to install other operating systems, even other Windows operating systems, while still keeping your primary Windows operating system intact. Normally, you have to do something like dual booting or just dedicating a computer to another OS, which, for those of you out there who are having trouble, that's going to be a lot more difficult task. So, one of my favorite Linux distributions was Red Hat. Red Hat 9 is the last free one, and it's going to be a little hard to find. I'll see if I can find it again. I'll put it in the show notes for download.
Actually, my personal favorite is SUSE Linux, spelled S-U-S-E. It is a German build of Linux, but it is readily available in English. It is a very, very user-friendly version of Linux. Has features for both novice users and keeps it very similar to Windows, and it also has features for the deepest hackers of you out there.
Yep. Oh, there's another one we had to mention, Ubuntu. That's more user-friendly, and for those of you who want to try and run media, it's going to be a little difficult, but they do run, I know they run MP3s now. I'm not sure about the video.
Yeah, it's a little more of a light build. It doesn't have as many features as the more widely distributed ones, but it is free. You can even go to their website and give them your address, and they'll ship you 50,000 copies and for free. They're very helpful and a very large help base on the internet that'll walk you through anything you need help with.
And one very important thing to realize when you're downloading Linux distributions is you are actually downloading what is called a CD image. Basically, you know how every time you install Windows, you install it from a CD? there's a way to take the contents of that CD and put them onto your computer. It's in a one file, and what you do is you eventually you'll take that file and you'll burn it to a CD, and that'll create what is known as the boot disk. You don't actually have to, because Virtual PC can run from ISOs, and we'll get to that later. And the ISOs are what the image files are called.
Yes.
What? I just told him what an ISO is.
At request of Taylor, the definition of an ISO. An ISO is simply the file name extension, or the slang term for a image of a CD disk. So when we say you download the ISO, you are downloading the CD, and the ISO can be run from your computer or burned to a CD.
Okay, now we're just going to take a short break while I go and look at some of the configuration files that I set up just to give you guys a better idea, because I just want to make sure that I get how the setup works on the configuration of the virtual drive works real quick. So we're going to stick it to DJtron, but we'd like to not stick it to DJtron if you would call us at 410-455-2656 or extension 52656 on campus. We could play the music you want to listen to, and probably still we want to listen to it more than DJtron. Okay.
Hey, this is Bruce.
Hey.
I just want to say Ryan sucks.
I don't... Hey, you know, keep it a little friendly. I'm a...
What?
I just want to say, I'll cut you.
Remember, he is next door to you.
Yeah, I'll take him out. Alright, that's all.
Reminding you, this week we are on IRC. We're on the Freenode server, number WMBC. I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's right. Yeah, number WMBC-radio. No, no dash, just WMBC radio. We'll be there answering questions if need be. So, go ahead and join it, or you can just go to wmbc.umbc.edu, and there'll be a chat link. We're there, we'll have somebody there all night, probably Taylor.
I'd love to talk to somebody, because I'm not talking very much this show, so please join.
We'll get you to talk about something, Taylor, don't worry, just put your input in, as needed. It is needed.
Taylor, your input is always needed. We greatly appreciate your presence here on the show. I just would like to express that to everybody.
By the way...
appreciate him being here. Thank you.
By the way, Ryan, would you like to go ahead and... Oh, wait, Taylor has something to say. Go ahead, Taylor.
I just say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to sarcasm.
That wasn't that sarcasm. What's a word stronger than sarcasm?
That was not sarcasm. It was truly felt from the deepest depths of my heart. I really mean it. I do appreciate you being here, man.
Ryan has tears in his eyes.
Thanks for taking my spot, Ryan. This is now the Lewis and Ryan show, and Taylor's gonna go home crying.
No.
Well said.
Ryan's getting his own studio that he has to run, which reminds me, we have now launched Tech Brief as part of Double Helix Productions. It's not exactly anything official or special, but you can go ahead and go to DHP06, that's 06, not the letter O, .blogspot.com, where when we release any other productions, which probably won't be on the radio live, they'll just be online, we'll put them there. You can also, when we have more productions, the RSS feed there, if you stick it in the iTunes, it'll have them all compacted into one. And I just want to have a shout-out. Thank you all five listeners, and those of you who are listening via broadcast, if you can. All right, back to Virtual PC. You go ahead, once it's installed, you can go ahead and run it right from the start bar. You just go start programs, and it's not going to be in a folder, it's just going to be out there by itself. Once you run it, you're going to get this little window, and it's going to have no virtual disk in it, so it'll be blank. If you go ahead and click new, it's going to be nice, and it's going to run one of Microsoft's little wizards, which are always awesome when you don't know what you're doing with a program. And no, you don't have to worry about that paperclip from Word. There will be no clicking and hiding. Because we all hate the paperclip. Go ahead, and Ryan, I know you want to say something. Go ahead. No? Okay. He wants to say something, he just can't say it on the air. The Chad link is on the WMBC radio. That's WMBC.UMBC.edu. All right. Okay, we have another phone call. Let me just go ahead and...
Hello?
Hi. I have something to say about the Microsoft Word paperclip. I find the paperclip not only useful, but it adds that certain flair that my computer needs. It makes... When I see the paperclip, I feel happy because I feel like someone cares about the paper that I'm writing. Same goes for the wizard and the dog and the little world that you sometimes get.
You mean you don't feel like there's somebody just reading right over your shoulder?
No, I feel like there's a friend there helping me.
Here, hold on a sec. Here, we'll get a second.
I feel you. I appreciate the paperclip, too.
Good. Is that Taylor?
That is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
That was Taylor for all of you who do not recognize my voice.
That is by no means Ryan. I completely disapprove of the paperclip.
Whatever.
Board.
The paperclip is helpful.
I'm going to stop talking before they kick me out of here.
Once again, the Lewis and Ryan show.
It is not the Lewis and Ryan show. It is the Lewis and Taylor Tech Brief show, guest starring Ryan from... Go ahead.
How come Alex and Danny never guest starred on the show?
We've invited you. You've just never come.
Oh, you invite us, but then, like, when it's time to go, you're nowhere to be found.
We were in our dorm. You weren't there.
I was there. Whatever. I'm going to listen to the show. I think everyone else would listen to because it's a great show.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys properly after the show.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Again, that was Alex. We want to thank. She's one of our more frequent callers. And where was I? I forget where I was.
We were somewhere around the point. The paperclip from Word will not be there, so you may start up Virtual PC. And the first thing that will come up is a window, and there will be no virtual disk to select, so you must create one. To do this, you click on the button, I believe it says create, and it will run you through a wizard process that will let you choose the settings and options for your virtual PC. From here, you can choose how much RAM you would like to allow for it. You can choose the priority for which your processor handles processes from the virtual PC. And you can also, it will have a place for you to choose a hard drive. This is probably the trickiest part of the installation. So figure it out up to that point, configure it as you will, and we will be back in a few moments with further details on how to configure your virtual hard disk. All right, we are back, and I guess next up would be configuring your virtual hard disk. If you select the area in the options field that says... select your disk. On the right-hand side, it will come up with a options window for your virtual hard disk. What you will then need to do is select near the bottom, create new virtual hard disk. Once you go through this, it will give you three options of which type of disk you would like. One option will be to directly link your virtual hard disk to a real hard disk, which is the best case scenario, but still a little too complicated for what we're aiming for here. The second option would be to create what's called a dynamically expanding hard disk, which starts out as a very small file on your computer, and as you add things to your virtual hard disk, the file gets larger to accommodate it. The third option is the option that I prefer, which is a fixed size hard disk. For most Linux distributions, once you select this option, this option, you can choose the size of your hard disk. For Linux, the proper size should be no larger than 10 gigabytes. Should be able to fit anything you would need to do. Once you select this, you hit next, and it will begin to create your hard disk. This process normally takes about 5 to 10 minutes, so just be patient while it creates it. Once it's done, that's most of the trouble you have to go through with setting up your virtual hard disk, and the next step will be to install your operating system.
Okay, it's the half hour, so we have to say this. WMBC is broadcasting under Part 15 of the FCC rules. If this signal is causing any unwanted interference outside the UMBC area, please contact WMBC immediately with your name and phone number at 410-455-3192. For music requests, please call 410-455-2656 off campus or extension 52656. And once again, you can find us online at tb560.blogspot.com or be nice and hit up WMBC's website at wmbc.umbc.edu, where again you can listen to us online, whereas I'm guessing most of you are already, and chat with us in the IRC server. We have a chatter. Taylor is happy. Alright. Alright, go ahead and continue, Ryan. We're trying to get your laptop set up real quick. Alright, never mind. We're doing DJ Tron. Alright, everybody. Now's the fun part, installing your OS. Generally, it is going to be the same. Basically, every installation of Linux and Windows will walk you through what you have to do next. Every installation of Windows is different, however. Every Linux distribution is different. As a matter of fact, a lot of the times between different versions of the same distribution, it'll be different.
Also, with each distribution or any version, it will have a different selection of software packages that come with it. You can install or not install these at your discretion.
And if you have any question about the software packages, you can feel free to call us, 410-455-2656, and we'll be happy to explain to you what those packages are. Just a couple things, if you see them, you're going to want to include in general are the text editors and maybe the C compilers, along with making sure, usually you're going to get the pick between what's known as GNOME and, what's the other one?
KDE,
that's right. I knew that, I just forgot. Sometimes you're going to see something else called X-Window. Just make sure you have one of those picked, because if you're new to Linux, you're going to need the graphical interface.
My experience also, KDE has been a much more user-friendly operating system, especially with the newer Linux builds, as it is more similar to Windows XP. I would suggest, if you have the space, to install both. And once you get familiar with KDE and the workings of Linux, then switch back to GNOME, as GNOME is more powerful with programming applications.
I agree with that 100%. All right. And also, we'd love to hear, just if you're following along, what version of Linux do you want to use? Do you have one lying around? Did you get inspired by one of the ones we said? Just go ahead and call in. Let us know. We need airtime.
And now we've got some music.
Just another song Brian thinks you guys will like. And we're back. Hopefully by now you've got a general idea of how to install a virtual PC on your Windows PC. This is just something for... We started out episode 1 of Tech Brief showing you how to connect to the computer science Linux servers. And this lets you experience Linux in a more controlled way. You don't have to worry about bringing the system down, because if you do, it's just a virtual hard drive on your computer, and you don't have everybody else in the CS compartment going, why can't I log on? Also, you have what is known as root access, or on Windows, it's admin access. You have access to everything when you make the root account. Now, just an important security bulletin, it's not always a good idea, if you're going to run Linux and go online, to run as root. You're going to want to find out how to make a second user in your distribution.
Most distributions, when you run through the install process, after it has finished installing, it will go through the process of setting up your root password and also give you the option of creating a separate user account. I highly suggest making the separate user account and logging in as that rather than logging in as root. As root, you can cause some serious damage to your virtual PC and not be able to fix them. So it is recommended that unless you're doing something administrative, that you use your user account.
Also, just to go over a couple Linux basics, is I know when you connect to the Linux server UMBC here, you're usually seeing a command line. And That's what Linux is based on. But we had you install the graphical user interface just because it's a little easier to work with if you want to play some of the games, because the games that Linux comes back with are just much better than the games Windows comes back with. You'll find that out, and just sometimes that makes installing Linux just worth it just to play the games. You will, however, you'll find it the terminal, which is the same thing as the Windows command prompt. Hold on, we have a caller.
Hello?
This is a Republican. I don't like change. Bring Taylor back.
Taylor is chatting online. All right, just hang up.
Taylor, they want you back on the air. Yes. I was going to give you the last 15 minutes of the show. We're almost done just for Taylor time, but go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. I don't know who called. I appreciate your support.
It was a Republican.
Yeah. It doesn't really mean anything to me. I don't really care either way. Sorry that I wasn't on air very much tonight. Although this is a Tech Brief show and I am the co-host, I don't really know what I'm talking about when it comes to virtual PCs. For those of you who kind of haven't even caught on yet, because the first hour they talked to me about it, virtual PCs kind of allow you to run Windows and Linux pretty much in the same computer, or Windows and any other kind of operating software. But besides that, Dan, you better be over at my apartment to play some Mario Kart tonight. Other than that, anyone else who wants to talk to me, I am actually on UMBC website, the radio website, chatting, so you can talk to me through that, and I have to let this back over to the new co-host, Ryan.
All right, also as another note, we still have not had anybody call in to discuss with us their favorite Linux distribution, so we would be absolutely flattered if somebody would call in with insight.
We would just love a tech question in general. Remember, we will also answer other questions, not having to deal with virtual PCs. You have two people here who can answer your questions if something has just gone wrong with your computer. And I'm
or
sure
if you're just bored and feel like talking about something. That works too.
Yeah. We would have here Dr. Taylor with relationship advice. Go ahead and call in. But back to what we were talking about, command line is known as the terminal, especially Red Hat, I know it is. Not in the terminal, everything else, yeah. Hold on, another phone call.
Can I talk to Taylor about the relationship advice?
Sure, here, we'll put Taylor on.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got this problem.
What do you need?
I keep beating my girlfriend in video games. No, this is Bruce, and I just need to know, like, should I let her win sometimes?
Hell no.
Hell no? Like, I should keep my video game integrity?
You, winning, maybe in some of the lesser games, like, maybe you can let her win in Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, but that's serious.
Maybe you can let me win in Mario Kart. Mario Tennis, you might want to let her win, but,
Oh, good call.
Some of the higher up stuff, Halo. Anything like that.
Halo, can't let her win?
Yeah.
Alright, well, she doesn't like playing Halo with me.
Well, there you go.
I'd just like to say the virtual PC is probably the biggest leader of virtual things.
Exactly. I agree with that opinion full-heartedly.
Alright, hold on a second.
If by winning you mean cheating so that I lose all of my balloons in battle mode, then yes. Bruce is winning.
If by winning you mean that you and Danny always gang up and try and take me out first,
okay. Look, it's
then
not,
you have no room to talk.
No, okay, it's not my fault that you always die first and you're just a little bomb running around trying to blow everybody up. Is that my fault?
That's a little cold, and I'm going to go home and cry now. Thanks
okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
Once again, this is Video Game Smash Talk Hour.
Wait, are you talking?
Yes, we're still on air.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I'll see you, I guess, maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Alrighty.
Alright.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Well, that was interesting, but hey, we're still accepting calls. Anything goes, well, almost anything. If it's
by the FCC.
Yes, we are monitored by the FCC, so please keep it clean, but we are here, and we are ready for your questions, so call in at your leisure.
Please.
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 All right. What else is there?
Off the DJ Tron.
And yes, as Ryan so accidentally put it, DJ Tron is lame, so we're just going to talk about something. We have virtual PC done. If you have any questions, seriously, 410-455-2656, extension 52656 if you're on campus. We'd love to, or just talk with us in the IRC chat room. It's all text, so we can't really, I really don't feel like reading it over the air. But if you're all in there, then I won't have to, because you'll know what's going on. Also, if you have any other tech questions, then you can go ahead and call in. We would love to help. We have technically 7 minutes, but if we run a little over, I don't think there's anybody coming after us, or if they do, they'll just kick us out and we'll say goodbye. So, Taylor, anything you want to add in?
We were actually just talking about what we're going to go over in the next couple of weeks, trying to give you guys a heads up. Me being more of a video game freak than actual computers and tech stuff, probably being the least technologically smart one here. We're probably going to consider talking about a EverQuest 2 versus WoW little debate. But to do that, we'd like to have as many online listeners with opinions as we can. We are considering having a classic game section for just once a week, every like 10 minutes of the show. We are going to talk about one of the older games that is, we all appreciate and hope has been one of the biggest hits. And since we have 5 minutes with nothing to talk about, I might as well start with that this week. Since we've already talked about it so far, this week's classic game of the week is going to be Mario Kart. And I don't think there's actually any better racing game that I've played. You can have all the fancy graphics and whatever you want, but there's nothing better than a race game where you get to chuck shells at other people. We play it still to this day.
Banana peels.
Yes, and banana peels. If you're like me, you're not actually very good, and you hit every single banana peel, especially the one that Dan lays down. Otherwise, it has two different modes. It has race mode for actual racing aspects, and then battle mode, where you can actually battle your friends and find out who's victorious. In most cases, it's Lewis or Dan.
I am victorious.
So Lewis claims.
Actually, I'm victorious, more so than Lewis. Thank you.
And I actually lose quite a lot. Mainly because, as the caller said before, Dan and his lady friend gang up on me in the first 10 minutes because they don't like to shoot each other because, you know, they're going out. Whatever. And I always end up dying first. And that's why Dan always wins, because they gang up on me, and then Dan has no problem shooting Alex. But anyway, as Lewis would like to input his view on Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart was one of those games that when I got my N64, I knew I had to play it. Now, those of you who know, Mario Kart was not the first Mario Kart game. The first one was on the Super Nintendo, which was also enjoyable, but didn't have battle mode, which made Mario Kart 64 Mario Kart 64. That, and I don't care what you say, but this is true. If you're racing, Yoshi's the best. If you're battling, Bowser's the best. And I will beat you in battle. Yes, you, Dan. I don't care what our record is as of right now. I will beat you.
I disagree. I think Toad is the best at racing. And I always lose the battle.
But you always lose.
I have won the last 3 GPs against Dan Hoover. Maybe not even Hoover. Maybe he's just Dan or Bruce or his alter ego Chuck. Nobody knows. But anyway, I think Lewis has an idea here.
Thank you, Chatter. I can read who said it. Ryan just said it. Commodore 64.
That would be your dad.
I can't read the name. I was just told Commodore 64.
Commodore 64. Good game. And Lewis is going to go on to more about that.
Well, it's a whole... It was one of the original personal computers. It's what I had when I was little. It had some great games. I still remember Ghostbusters and G.I. Joe, Mars Lander. I get them confused because I had the Commodore and the Atari at the same time. And I played games on the Atari like Space Invaders, Missile Command. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Atari was also one of the earlier consoles. I think it's just before the original Nintendo, and it was back in the days when you could play a game with just one joystick and one button. Yes, I know some of you would just be like, I don't think that's possible, but it is. And it was fun.
I have nothing to add on to that, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Commodore 64, Impossible Mission. That was one of my favorite games. You started out the game, and what you basically had to do was go through a bunch of rooms gathering puzzle pieces. It was really hard, but it was really fun. And those of you, if you ever see this on the website, you'll know it's a reference to Impossible Mission, because every time you started out, you just heard, stay a while, stay forever, Mad Scientist voice or something, I remember it.
Which I believe Ryan could probably actually do quite well. Why don't you try that, Ryan? There you go, Dan.
I'm scared.
I will feast upon your souls.
I'm not sure if that was... Anyway, we have winding down to our last minute of show here. We're probably going to start packing up and get things ready. For any of you who have any last-minute requests or anything like that, just let us know. Otherwise, I believe Ryan is setting up our final song of the night. See you later, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, everybody, we'd also like to let you know, how do you like having more than two people talking on the show? Do you like it? Yeah, leave a comment on the blog. That's TV. Oh, we have a caller. Turn the music off a bit, please.
Hello.
Did I miss the show?
Yeah, you missed it, basically.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Okay. It will be available online to download in the coming week.
Aw.
That's tb560.blogspot.com. You got that?
I can't believe I put Winamp on my computer to listen.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
That's okay.
Okay, did you get the website so you can download it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just despise having to put Winamp on, but it was well worth it.
All right. And go ahead, shout your name out to the audience.
Side. And I'd like to give a shout out to Brian.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Bye.
Once again, all our shows will be available to download on our website, which was just mentioned, tb560.blogspot.com or dhp06.blogspot.com. You can take the RSS feeds, which you will see links to there, and you can load them into iTunes. Or, let's see, Yahoo has one, there's MyPotter, there's a bunch of them that will take RSS feeds, and this way, whenever I post the download up, you will automatically download it once you run that program. Little nifty tricks there. Alright, signing off for Tech Brief, this is Louis Rivera, and our co-host,
Taylor Evans,
and our guest host,
Brian Young.
Till next time. See ya.